Moshe Peretz Mann asks, during conversations, I often hear other people speaking negatively about well-known Jewish figures. To exempt themselves from the Isser of Lashon Hara, they say that the person's deeds are well-known, or even that the person is an official Rasha, so it's a mitzvah to speak negatively about him. But I would like to know, just because one Rav or Gadol declared a person as a Rasha, is that a heter to speak unlimited bad things about that person, especially if other Rabbanim don't think of him as a Rasha, and if I anyway have nothing to do with that person? Okay, speaking Lashon Hara about Rishoyim specifically, the Chafetz Chaim says, is only permitted if there is a Toelis, and the person's not doing it out of personal vendetta against the person, but he's doing it to warn other people not to be influenced by such a person or not to have contact with a person in a way that he could be influenced. If that Toelis is not there, then it's also to speak even about Rishoyim. If the person's an apikoris, a min, a kofer, then this Chafetz Chaim seems to say that even if there is no toelis, one can heap scorn on such a person. But it seems from those that explain the Chafetz Chaim that it's based on the idea that a apikoris, one is allowed even to indirectly cause his death. Therefore, it should not be prohibited to speak Lashon Hara about him. However, the Chazon Ish says that today one is not permitted to even indirectly cause the death of an apikoris, and therefore one should not be able today to heap scorn on the apikoris where there is no toelis, where there is no benefit, and one is not needed to speak this Lashon Hara against the apikoris to warn people to stay away from him or whatever. Also, who is a Rasha and what's considered a Rasha today? Is very questionable. Could be that a person can't be considered a Rasha until he's given Tochacha, and today no one can be assured that they can give Tochacha properly. Could be the person had to be warned. Could be other reasons why the term Rasha can't apply to many people today, and therefore one should cease from speaking Lashon Hara, even about Rishoyim, unless one fulfills all the conditions that the Chafetz Chaim says. One should look up what those conditions are, but basically there should be a toelis. He's doing it only for the benefit of people not being influenced by such a person, only to people who could be influenced by that person or could be have contact with him. And one does not exaggerate, and one does not say from hearsay, only what he knows to be a fact, and also that he has no personal vendetta. It's all the shame shamay.